Okay, Aaron Burmeister, you're the first into Nikolai this morning, shortly after 8 o'clock, I think. And talk about, so your plan, was it your plan to be first to Nikolai, or did it just work out that way based off of strategy and what you had planned out?
It certainly wasn't the plan to be here first. It was a plan to be here on schedule. And the trail across the burn was faster than I expected, so we got here about 40 minutes ahead of what I scheduled. But the dogs looked great. They came in really strong. They had a really nice run coming across the burn, and for challenging, all the slow technical parts of the trail are behind us. And we had a really nice, just a beautiful run coming in here, and was actually shocked as I pulled in and looked around, and there was no other teams here. Usually there's 8 or 10 teams here in front of me, so it was kind of a big surprise.
So from what I understand, from what you've said, just getting here, you've been riding the brake a little bit and trying to hold your team back, and being first to Nikolai, holding your team back, that's pretty incredible.
The dogs are really strong right now. I'm hoping to maintain them and keep them together, and that's, I've been on the drag more or less from the start, and they really powered up the last 40 miles, and they were trying to just fly. They all wanted to break into a lope coming in here. It's the first nice trail we've seen since the race started. And I was riding the drag with both feet some of the time coming in here just to keep them down to the speed limits that I set for them, saying, come on, boys, we're not racing right now. We're not going to over-rev. So let's just keep it together and keep it nice and easy.
Now coming into Nikolai and seeing your dogs and pulling up, I mean, some of them were still standing up and pulling on their lines. Talk about your team right now, where you stand, what you're thinking.
You know, it's still really early in the race. The team is very animated. They're very powerful. There's a lot of juice left in them, as you saw when we pulled in. Their dogs were barking. They're really ready to keep rolling. And it's my job to be able to harness that energy and be able to prolong it and let it last the rest of the race and keep them together. They're certainly not peaking yet. They're just kind of, this is the first long run of the race. And with this team, and we noticed it in training, it seems like the longer runs we do, the stronger the team gets. And this run was just around 9 hours. And so it's the longest run we've done this race. And they just came on really strong the last few hours of it. And I think we're going to, if it goes like training has gone, the longer the runs get, the stronger the team's going to get. And they're building just how I want them right now.
Right now, first into Nikolai, you know, some people might be concerned that, hey, Aaron's going to burn his team out. He's first into Nikolai, but it doesn't seem like that's the case.
By no means. I had no intention of being first to Nikolai. I'm just kind of sticking right with my game plan. And again, it's a shock to me that there's not a dozen teams sitting here already. I don't know what everybody else is doing. Maybe people are having trouble with the heat that we've been traveling through. I've made it a point to travel through the heat of the day to keep the team slow, because they've been wanting to go stronger. And when you travel in the heat of the day, it keeps the dogs healthy. It keeps them moving slower. And it's less chance of getting injured going through the gorge and all the technical trails we had. So it's been really good for this team to do a lot of those really slow runs just to keep them healthy and keep them together.
Mm-hmm. And talk about your plan. I imagine you'll be here and rest a while. Talk about your rest. I imagine you'll be 24ing into Katna. Do you want to talk about that at all?
I will. No, I fully intend to 24 into Katna, but, you know, it all depends on the time I get there and what things are looking like, the weather forecast, what the trail looks like. If the trail's like this and the team's looking like this, there's lots of options open. I'm prepared to 24 in any one of four checkpoints.
Right.
I'm just kind of reading the team and doing what they're capable of and just keeping them together right now.
Now you won some beaver mitts. That's the first I've seen in Nikolai. The first into Nikolai get some beaver mittens. That's a plus.
I know. I think Mandy's going to love them. They're just her size. They'll fit her perfect. And we got a beautiful plaque with it. A very special award from the community. I'm very grateful.
Great. All right. Well, thanks, Aaron.
You bet. Thank you.
Aaron Burmeister in Nikolai. First into Nikolai shortly after 8 o'clock. And reporting in Nikolai, I'm Laura Lyakinine.